When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Bay Area, good morning.
Coffee, please.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
This is amazing!
Ah! Every morning on Alice.
97.3.
Ophelia. Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Stream Alice and take us anywhere you go. We're available everywhere. Odyssey. iHeartRadio, TuneIn apps. You could ask the device in your kitchen to play us for you. We're available for streaming.
And want you.
We want
to want us.
We want you to want us. Sarah Mini Show, fully caffeinated by San Francisco Bay Coffee. You can call us or text us at 800-400-3697.
Yummy.
That's a good slug of coffee right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just have a couple little quick things I wanted to tell you. Yesterday, Bob sent me this. It's just a post on Instagram by the Artificial Intelligence. Apparently he's got a name, and it's the Artificial Intelligence. They're talking about Niantic. That is the company that is behind Pokemon.
Okay.
So I played Pokemon Go for, I think you told me about it when it first started. I played it for a couple of years then, maybe 2016, 2018. And then like during the pandemic, I picked it back up, maybe 22 to 24. I've played a lot. I've been playing it. And some of the things that you do in that, first of all, it's like a virtual overlay. So there's a map and you can see your street and you can see your house and you can see all these places. And around in this virtual world, there are Pokestops and there are gyms and places that you can train. And there's all kinds of little places that you would go to gather things
That's
like that.
That's the game, right?
That is the game.
That's
you just walk around and you collect animals, mm-hmm. Collect these Pokemonsters. So one of the things that they had added in, I don't think this was around when I first started playing, but when I came back to it in around 2022, they were doing this thing where you would scan a Pokestop. So now not
only— Is that just holding your camera and just—
You would literally— It would go to camera mode and it would say, go slower. Keep it level.
And are you getting points for this?
You would get prizes. It was like a little assignment that you could accomplish.
Okay. All right.
And so for a while,
way to get people to. I can see what you're where you're headed.
Yeah. So we were sitting there scanning and uploading. You'd upload that video
worldwide.
All
this is happening
over.
Everywhere. These people
everywhere.
Play this game, and it's worldwide.
So it's not just that they're getting an accurate map. It's that they're getting actual, not only, actually, let me read you this thing here. So the initial caption says, Niantic, the company behind Pokemon Go, has leveraged a decade of player-generated data to build a massive 3D map of the world, which is now being used by Coco Robotics to help delivery robots navigate city streets and locate front doors. 143 million people, this is a post from somebody else, this is wild, 143 million people thought they were catching Pokemon. They were actually building one of the largest real-world visual data sets in AI history, which isn't long. It's brand new. Niantic just disclosed that photos and AR scans collected through Pokemon Go have produced a data set of over 30 billion real-world images. The company is now using that data to power visual navigation AI for delivery robots.
How smart is that? That they've got this, someone can go, we don't have enough visual on this location. Just send people to go play over there.
Make that a gym and make it a scannable stop. Players, here, this post goes on. Players didn't just walk around with their phones. They scanned landmarks, storefronts, parks, and sidewalks from every angle at every time of day in lighting and weather conditions that staged photography could never capture. They documented the physical world at a scale no mapping company with a fleet of vehicles could have replicated on the same timeline or budget. And it wasn't just stuff on streets. You had to hike out to some of these places. The most valuable AI training data sets in the world aren't being assembled in data centers. They're being built by people who have no idea they're building them.
Do you feel robbed?
No.
Yeah, I don't think that the people playing probably care, but I do think that's what an incredibly smart way to utilize. Like, that is brilliant.
It is brilliant.
You don't feel duped a little bit? Like,
no.
Used?
Not really. I don't, because they are saying here, it gets them right to your front door. I never scanned my front door. However, photography was a big piece of that. You would go to sort of augmented reality photos where there's the Pokemon you just caught and you'd have to take a photo of it. And it was required to complete certain tasks. So they, and I'm sure they had, you know, really good geo placement or whatever the word would be for that, geolocation.
It's super smart. You can just see them going, we're missing a spot over here. Send
pop a thing in there. Yeah.
Boom.
And it would just be everywhere. Places that like a Google mapping car couldn't drive through this field. And it's not like you had to build anything. It was just they would put a point there, make it a gym, and people would go to it. We'll be standing around meeting each other.
Recording it.
Right.
And
you would go over. You wouldn't just like take a picture of it. They would say, you need to scan this area. And you'd go 360 like this. You'd have to go really slow and turn in a complete circle. So now I'm facing the opposite direction and I'm coming back around. And then they'd go, that was no good. Try again.
Totally using you.
Yeah.
I mean.
I know. I'm not mad about it. Oh, shoot. Now I'm all wrapped up in my cord.
I think it's really brilliant. And it's what the best businesses are doing today.
Yeah.
Using what's available to them. I mean, imagine they had to send out, like Google sent out cars that were mapping.
They still
we know
do.
That.
There's always mapping cars around.
They didn't even have to employ people.
No. They just let us pay them for the privilege of giving them this database.
That's really smart.
Yeah. All right, let's eat the headlines. The whole story's right there in the lead, but if you're still hungry, you can have more. Here's a caption on Instagram. Oh, that was perfect. I forgot about that. Waka waka. Megan Fox on Instagram. Caption, I go both ways. And then there she is busting out of her shirt. That's really the entire story. It's surprise. It's six hot shots of Megan. Would you like to come look? Oh, here we go. It's just the whole caption is, I go both ways. And so there it is. It's, well, thanks for telling us. I mean, does she mean left and right? Is that what she means?
Is she? She's a boob job girl, right?
Well, she did just have a baby, right? Like last year? I can't remember when that baby came. So maybe she's still breastfeeding because those look ginormous.
Yeah, they're featured. Well.
Oh, wow.
I could have kept my mouth shut, but she's really buxom.
Yeah, and she is busting out of the top of whatever that thing is she's wearing. Mm-hmm. It looks like a bedroom outfit.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. It's not like, although she would
wear wore that out. That was what she wore the after, I guess, the after Oscar party.
Well, I mean, you're Megan Fox the whole time. You just like, let's put this on display.
I think she's reaffirming her hotness, saying, hey, I'm not just a mom.
Just in case you forgot.
Not just somebody getting a divorce from Machine Gun Kelly. I'm hot.
Did they actually marry?
No, they didn't marry.
Split up.
Well, no, I mean, I wouldn't have been surprised. They were definitely that we are twin flames.
Yeah.
All we heard is, that's an example of...
As soon as I heard that, I'm like, they're doomed.
Yeah, well, not that they, you know, got physical, but those people who think their love is like no love that's ever existed before always end up broken up.
Mm. We'll never get sick of doing each other. You will.
They didn't even make it 2 years, did they?
Oh, I don't know. They were together for a while.
Were they?
They were. I don't know the math on it, but now they co-parent. He actually heart-liked something that she just recently posted. And he's like, so lucky to have had a baby with this chick.
4.5 years.
Oh, geez.
That's
really?
What I was just looking up. Yeah, I see 4.5 as well. From early 2020 through late 2024. So they were, that was the pandemic.
Yes. Twin flames. So amazing. Here's your next headline. Tina Fey and Wetleg. Revealed as host and musical guests for debut episode of Saturday Night Live UK.
What in the?
So will we be able to see that?
We will be able to. So you want more?
I do.
I take it. Yeah. All right. SNL UK premieres at 10 p.m. their time on March 21st. This is the day. This is produced by Lorne Michaels. I don't know if there are SNLs in other countries, but this is the first I'm hearing of it, and it feels like they're late to the party.
This is another one of those things where we talk about people being brilliant, though. There's a thousand versions of Survivor, and it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
If you can put together a team that takes it or just sell it.
Yeah.
Just sell it. Just say, yeah, you can make Survivor shows.
It's a franchise.
Bogota.
You can buy it from us and continue to pay us licensing
fees.
We would love for
and
you to
you
do that.
And then you just sit back. You don't even have to participate.
No, you just collect
whatever
the checks.
You want with
right.
It.
Have a great time. SNL UK premieres 10 p.m. local time on channels in the UK and then streams in the U.S. on Peacock the next day.
Oh, I can't wait because the SNL here is kind of sucky. So maybe the UK will be better.
Well,
English people are
it
funnier.
It almost have to be. Like, honestly, it's been so... Although, the Harry Styles episode was pretty good. But yeah, there's a couple people on there that I'm like, enough of this guy. He's been on for 25 years, and he does the same character in every
Stop
sketch.
Stop saying that about Keenan. He's great.
I'm not saying he never did anything that made me laugh, but I'm like, oh, great, he's playing the same guy again, as
He's
always.
Amazing.
Is he?
Yes.
Really, what's that one thing that you love about him?
Watch Good Burger, and you will love him.
That's not SNL. I got to watch a different show to
Good
have an appreciation
is
for that
him
guy.
Peaking. He's great.
Here's your next headline. David Zaslav to receive more than $550 million in compensation related to Warner Brothers Paramount merger. He's out. And by the way, I've seen $850,000. $850 million is going to be his ultimate payout because there's some tax breaks and some stuff that's happening.
David, so this is the former CEO?
He's the CEO of, let's see. I'll have it. Zaslav, president and CEO of Warner Brothers Discovery, is set to receive $34 million in cash, $517 million in equity, and $44,000 in continued health coverage reimbursement.
Hmm.
And then it looks like he's getting some kind of a tax reimbursement of about $335 million. Like, just what a beautiful golden parachute that is. I think the final price is $111 billion. So he's getting about $1 billion of it.
Wow.
I know. Your next headline. William Shatner, 94, to undergo surgery following terrifying horse accident.
Oh, well, you know about horses. Tell us everything.
I will say this. Anybody who's still riding a horse at 94 is in pretty damn good shape. And I'm looking at some pictures of him on this horse here, and he's not embarrassing. You know, he's not hunched over. He looks good. He's a Western guy, Western riding, Western style. And I guess he had a fall.
Does that mean both legs are off on one side?
No, that side saddle.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, that's more of an English saddle. No, it's Western. It's got the horn in front. Ah. The horn, neck rein. Do you want to see a picture of him on this horse?
Sure.
I mean, here he is, 94 years old. But he hurt himself and... I would think...
They look like they're just walking, though.
They are just walking there.
They're just walking down.
But apparently he is really into horses and, you know, with money like his, I'm sure he's got a stable full of beauties. He fell off one of his horses late last year, so maybe December, who knows, and he must undergo surgery. He's going to turn 95 later this month, and so he was talking about, he was describing what he does. He says he's feeling old, tired, and kind of hurt. I ride the horses that can compete in equine skills, which is fast down and ends on a sliding stop. And the horse that I owned, that I came off.
You know, he looks slightly overweight, but he also looks robust and kind of healthy in that way. Often,
not like a 95-year-old.
Often elderly people have lost too much weight.
They look fragile.
Well, they look like they're just feet.
Yeah.
They're feet in the head. And then their body has been shrinking, you know, the whole time. And so they put on their, you know, normal size 10 shoe. And you're like, you're all feet, dude.
Yeah. So that's that one. Do you want some more?
Yeah.
Okay. A Quiet Place 3 sets cast.
Oh, I got to catch up. I haven't seen one or two.
Oh, really?
Wait, what's A Quiet Place?
That's the one with Emily Blunt.
I have seen Wait.
Yeah, and John Krasinski.
Yes!
They're in the first one, and then she's in the second one. And
where the aliens are like...
They're blind, yes. But they can, okay, you know, any kind of... And the craziest, I always think about that movie, because babies are so loud, and it's so obnoxious to have a baby, just in general, and then add aliens that will eat you if they hear you. The baby goes into like a crib coffin at night. Like, they seal it into a soundproofed... It just seems so... Like, how does the baby not suffocate? Like, I think about it all the time. Like, the baby, like, how annoying would it be to have a baby in the alien apocalypse? You're like, Jesus, you
Why
know?
Don't they make those for real babies? Like, that's a great idea. When you get on a flight, stick it in that, put it up in the cargo bin.
People don't want to stick their babies in stuff.
I'm not saying I'd
What's
be totally
it going to do in there? It's
it.
Not going to hurt itself or anything.
They you know? It's perfectly safe.
One of the things, I have a good friend that... He told me this as we were getting ready to go get, you know, have a baby. We were pregnant at the time. He goes, they'll tell you, you really can't screw it up. Like, it's, you know, kid, they're resilient, but you can. And he goes, we were leaving the hospital. Leaving. We've got our brand new baby. They give us our baby. We're leaving the hospital. Yeah. We get in the car. We start driving. The baby seat's in. We put the baby in the seat. We start driving home. We get there. Home, and the baby has absolutely scratched her face to smithereens. The nail, they put these little gloves on the
baby
little
outfits yeah.
have these pullover, and they didn't know to do it or didn't do it, and the kid had scratched himself.
Okay, so you put the kid in a little straitjacket, stick it in the bubble, throw it up in the you know the baggage compartment above your seat. That's where it belongs. And then, you know, enjoy your flight.
Unbeknownst to them, though, that. They pulled up and found their kid already injured.
It's actually surprising to me that, like, when I took my baby home, John Drew, he was our chauffeur. I'm like, I'm going to sit in the back with the baby.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. Because you can't see them. You know, they're facing backwards.
It's the whole thing is very scary.
When you walk out of the hospital with your first baby, you kind of look around like, Is no one going to stop us?
Yeah, someone should stop
They're
us.
They're letting us leave with a baby.
I don't know what I'm doing here.
Right. And then you get home and you're all like, now what?
If you ever wonder why people who've had kids can't shut up about it, it's all consuming in every possible way. Mm-hmm. You just can't believe it.
Yeah. You're going to love it.
I cannot wait. And I hope that we are around. I hope we're all still together when Bob gets married and then decides to be a mom.
Right.
Like, that's something she said she's going to do. And I can't wait to see if she can hold this happy-go-lucky attitude past childbirth.
It's a solid question. Because I look at her and she does seem like someone who just has her own ideas about everything. And but that's the thing about babies. They're all, no, that's out the window. Like, yes, your adorable ideas. Those are so charming.
Selfish calling selfish.
Mm.
I am one. I have struggled with my own save yourself kind of attitude.
Please save yourself.
I struggled with this and gotten better, especially having kids. It's helped me go, oh, they got to come first. All right.
Mm.
I can't wait to see how that goes for her. When she told us about the airport where she just split and left her partner sitting there, I thought, even I haven't done that. And I am the most selfish guy I know.
I don't know how you're walking away and not go, I can't. This is ridiculous.
I'm
going to
leave my partner at the airport and
get
catch
the bags.
Our
I got to go.
Wow.
Got home. But were you here when she said
that?
No,
I was not.
You missed that?
That was such a thing.
She gets to the airport. He's waiting for the bags.
It was customs, right? Like waiting for.
But they had to wait. And she just goes, our flight is going to happen. I'm just going to go get on it. And she does.
And left him
sitting at the airport for the bag. And when she told the story, I just went, I just lost my crown. Selfishest guy in the world, just lost my crown.
They were traveling with a bunch of people, and I think they were went through customs in Los Angeles. So it's only an hour flight to get home, and they're every hour, you know. But still, I think he got home a couple hours after her. He had to wait for the bag and then rebook his flight, and she's all, doo-doo-doo. It was hilarious.
I cannot imagine doing that.
I know.
Well, I can't imagine my relationship surviving it.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine sitting down and then being like, yeah, well, I'm here. I would have to run. Stop the plane. I can't do this. She's never going to talk to me again. Wow. I cannot do this. They're good, though.
Huh?
Yeah.
They're a good fit.
They know
I love it.
Although
I love watching it.
He has his concerns.
Well.
By the way, we're in the middle of
the headlines.
Eat the headlines.
Yes, let's go.
Which I haven't even gotten through this whole headline.
Oh, what is it?
Here's how far I got. A Quiet Place 3 sets cast.
Oh, we just
and then
really
we
went
just
off.
Yeah.
Oh, because the baby. Go on.
Emily Blunt, Cillian Murphy.
Cillian?
Is it Cillian?
Oh,
I don't know.
Cillian.
So they're returning. Plus, they named some other people, Jack O'Connor, and more joining. So there you go. That's all you really need to know. Just so you know, there's another one of those coming your way.
It is Cillian.
With a K.
With a K.
Okay. Even though it's spelled with a C.
Yes.
Here's your next headline.
Okay.
Peacock is launching an AI-generated Andy Cohen that dishes personalized Bravo hot goss and vertical video clips.
Ugh. I hate him. I don't want more of him. He's awful.
And it's not even going to be really him.
Ugh.
And it's for your Bravo-verse.
I had to watch him because I watched the Traitors reunion show because I wanted to see, you know, the aftermath of that.
I don't mind
betrayal.
Him. I think he's fun.
You like him drunk, though, best.
The best. Next headline. Box office. Hoppers stays number one with 28.5 million. Reminders of Him opens to a romantic 8.3 million.
Way to go,
sorry,
Hoppers.
18.3 million. It actually, they say that it was a big surprise. Scream 7 cleared 100 million in record time domestically. And Hamnet crossed the 100 million mark at the global box office on Oscar Sunday.
Mm.
Which is surprising to me because it wasn't even available until recently. I don't remember that being in theaters.
Mm. Yeah, and it's on Peacock for free right now. So,
And that's all I've got time for, Vinny. What's coming up in the news?
A bunch of stuff. AI and more after these.
Hey, baby.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
Area, good morning.
Coffee, please.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
This is amazing!
Ah! Every morning on Alice.
97.3. Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, caffeinated by San Francisco Bay Coffee. Thank you, San Francisco Bay Coffee. Sold out 3-day passes to Outside Lands. We're about a half hour away from that, so be here at 9:05.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. This is National Nutrition Month. Fremont Bank Foundation is supporting Bay Area neighbors with nourishing meals through partners like Open Heart Kitchen and Tri-City Volunteers Food Bank, who help people gain access to nourishing meals year-round. Discover more at fremontbank.com/giving.
Giving.
The heat wave continues, yay, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I mean, it is what it is. That's, you know, weather. It's going to happen.
Yes. It's warm.
There's a big NVIDIA conference in downtown San Jose at the SAP Center. And not only will there likely be a Scott Budman sighting, but there's going to be some traffic too. So
watch out.
We don't really do traffic here anymore.
No, people have an app for that.
But, you know, just letting you know, downtown San Jose is going to be a little bit packed. March Madness starts today with play-in action, and also, these are things that we don't talk about daily, but the World Baseball Classic has been ongoing, and we are down to the final, and the United States is in.
They made it.
Venezuela versus the United States, 5 p.m. tonight. Go USA!
Go USA! USA!
And then our own season kicks off next month, probably, right? Isn't it an April thing?
Yeah, we're there. I love it.
Did you fill out your bracket for March Madness?
I started to. I will finish it.
Since I don't have to think about any of the matchups, I just filled it out in 5 minutes.
Your winner is a good dark horse winner.
Like, is that so?
Yeah.
Who'd you pick?
I don't know.
Michigan State.
Oh, they're good.
Yeah, they're good, and they've been playing really well. And
they have a known coach who's really good, too. So
you didn't do bad on that.
All right.
Pick.
Great.
Way to go.
Well, we'll see.
And you forgot your green, but they are green.
Ah.
Michigan State is a green
team.
No
wonder I picked them. I didn't even know I picked them. Oh, weren't there like 10 different Michigans?
Michigan.
Felt like there were a lot of different Texases.
Eastern Michigan, Central Michigan.
Some Iowas.
Well, all these schools realize the way to fame and fortune is through athletics. So they have upped their programs to get involved in these things that TV, who knew?
People love it.
They do love to watch this March Madness, and it is a big deal, so enjoy.
I won't.
Most people, I'm not going to say it this way. What I will say is, okay. I'm an Apple guy.
Yeah.
And I love using the AirPods with my watch.
Yes.
To listen to music when I do stuff.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah.
The watch is on. I don't have to fumble with it.
Nope.
I just put on something and I'm good. If there's a weak link in any of that, it's that I have to press the headphones, the AirPods, into my brain in hopes they'll stay put. And I try not to move too much, even though I'm moving, because that's the whole point.
You must have wide openings, because some people can jam, like mine are fine. John's fall out.
And he, would you say he has a wide opening?
I guess he has a wide opening. he uses ones that have like the little flange on. He has to have that, because otherwise they'll just, he like turns his head and it goes flying across the room.
Someone asked AI, is it possible I'm wearing my headphones wrong?
Oh, and what was the answer?
The correct way, they say here, is upside down, which I have felt like, is the joke on me? Am I doing this wrong? Because I put them in, I've got the little rubber doohickeys on them, I push them into my ear in my sincerest hopes that they'll just stay put and I can go walk the dog, or run, or hike, or whatever I'm doing, and they are always like,
You know, they are designated left and right, but when I use just one of them, and I'm laying on my right-hand side, I put it in my left ear the normal way, and then when I flip over, I just pull it out, flip it upside down, and jam it in the opposite way.
They say here, you can put them in and then rotate them so the stem points up toward your temple. And there's a chance that's going to fit you better. That's the correct way for
optimal
fit and sound. I'm absolutely trying this today when I get home. I would be doing it now if I had my headphones with me.
So you take the opposite one and put the left one in your right ear and just flip it over.
Apple's official guide says gently insert into the ear canal and then rotate the stem towards your face until snug. I'm always rotating back. Towards my lobe.
Yeah. Mine hangs straight down.
And so I don't know what would happen if I turned it that way. I haven't tried, but they're saying, yes, you can use them other directions in order to get a better fit.
I mean, the original ones were just round, so you could change them. The current ones, though, do have a direction.
They say here also, there are images on their website and people are not wearing them upside down or aimed at their face. So people see the picture.
Right. And figure that's how you do it.
Monkey see, monkey do. Right. Like, come on.
Well, probably for most people, that is adequate. And then for you people with big openings, you got to, you know, change it up a little bit. I don't know about your openings.
I don't know about my opening either.
Well, we're going to find out about your openings.
Very self-conscious about my openings.
Let me look at your ear. Your headphones off. It looks normal. That looks like a normal ear to me.
A little big.
Do you think? I think the ear is large. Yeah.
I've ruined my lobes with the whole, you know,
stabbing things through them.
Stabbing things
safety
through
pins, etc.
So I have very wrinkled lobes. If you ever see me out, feel free to take a look. I won't.
You have cauliflower ear. I know you.
I had it, and you can see a scar, and there's like some.
They take it off?
They took it out, and there's a scar there, and it's like solid as a rock right here on my ear.
Oh.
Right here.
Can't see it.
Where they took it out. But I, you know, I didn't want, and especially now that I shaved my head, I sure don't want funky ears.
Yeah.
There's a guy who was doing some broadcasting for the Olympics. I don't want to name him. I'm sure he's a wonderful man. Biggest ears you've ever seen, though, and they are out.
Oh, yeah.
And
I find that attractive, actually. I like a an ear like that.
You do?
I kind of do.
Then like, I'm going to get you a picture of this guy and see what you have to say about it.
I don't know what it is. I find it to be like, I think, oh, that person's special. Mm. They've got ears that stick out. I like it.
Here
I had a friend
is.
Who got his ears pinned back, and I was like, oh, that sucks.
You love that?
Oh, yeah. That's Andrew.
Don't say it. I'm not trying to make. Okay. It's Andrew Siciliano.
I love that guy.
What?
He does. Well, he doesn't anymore, but he used to do the NFL Red Zone, and he's brilliant at it. And now
I
guess
like
they have
too.
Some other guy.
I've heard him do radio before, and he's good at it.
Yeah.
But I, at that time, had not seen him. He was doing the...
I find him very attractive.
He was doing the coverage for the Olympics, and there were some shots of him where I went, oh my gosh, dude, not straight on.
He's going to take flight.
No, I love it. I love that.
That's really cool.
I find
cool.
that really cute and attractive.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
If you're thinking about getting your ears pinned back, maybe don't. Like, a lot of people get them pinned back when they... Mm. I feel like...
I dated a girl that pinned her ears back.
Oh, really?
And she was like... you wouldn't know.
Right.
I didn't know. But she said when I was a kid, they and I just, you know, my parents wanted to help me. And I was like, I didn't see a picture. She didn't go, well, here's what it looked like. But there was no, like, problem.
Right.
Having, like, the pin back didn't show.
I think you can even hear better. Like, do you ever, you know how you cup your ear, like,
yeah.
if you're in a place, like that?
Oh, that guy hears everything.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing
right.
gets past that, dude.
Yes. He can hear UFOs going
overhead.
If
you want to look him up, when I... Pulled him up. It's the first photo. You don't have to dig deep.
Nope.
Andrew
Siciliano. He's looking at the camera, and they're sticking out the side.
He's listening to you two right now. Somewhere.
Probably.
Hello, Andrew. I'm a huge fan. I can't believe whoever the guy is, they got to replace you. I don't like that guy at all.
Thank
I'm just
you.
So used to Andrew. I love Andrew.
Dogs.
What about though? They are good
they're
ears.
The best.
They have good ears.
Dogs give humans unconditional love and companionship.
That's true.
But did you know they could be keeping us healthy too?
How so?
Researchers in Finland studied the air around dogs, specifically the microbes they released. Every time a dog moves or scratches, it sends tiny bursts of pollen, fungi, bacteria, and plant debris into the air.
For
larger
you to breathe
dogs
in.
Can release up to 4 times more microbes than humans.
Oh boy.
And here's what one of the doctors behind the study says. Exposure to a dog during childhood reduces the risk of developing allergic diseases.
Interesting.
It's all that stuff that you like
yeah.
to say.
Eat a little dirt, kids.
I always said nothing's ever happened to me, Vin. I'm super healthy.
Well, we had a dog, and years after that dog died, you'd find his hair.
I'll sleep in any bed. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. You know why? Because I work out my immune system on the regular.
Well, and what happened to me? I had kids and was sick for 10 years. Right?
Yeah.
Seriously, you know this is true.
Well,
you
caught every cold you'd never caught before.
And then I'd get better and get sick again right away.
Yeah, it was great.
It wasn't a full 10, but it was a long time that I was struggling with colds regularly.
You know what was great about the pandemic? No more colds.
You know what happened, though, is I got there. A bunch
yes.
of stuff has come through my house now, and I have been the one... Oh my God.
I
I'm
must
still
have
standing.
Had that as a child.
It's a miracle.
I was exposed to some germs.
Well, I was exposed to them from my kids. Anyway, they're saying here that make sure that a child is exposed to diverse environmental microbial stimuli.
Get them a dog.
It's a good idea. And based on what we know, dogs can help with that. They literally will help you train your immune system.
Well, they're very low to the ground. They'll roll around in it. They find poop to roll in. They love to bring you home the gift of filth.
I should be so healthy. My dog is with me, by me, all day.
That's yeah. great.
Like, head on me.
Good.
Yeah.
It's a little workout.
This is strange. I know people will go to any length not to have to walk into a sex toy shop and buy one for themselves. It seems that this is either a mail order or a theft thing. Like, they just don't want to face the person behind the counter
in.
And say,
yeah, I guess.
I'll take the big purple one over there.
Mm, the one you have locked up because it's extra fancy.
$250,000 worth of male toys left Los Angeles and never made it to Dallas.
Male toys as in toys for men, like a fleshlight or, you know.
Stuff for guys.
Okay.
Yep.
Not male toys as in here's a here's a male area.
No.
Okay.
They say here's the Handy Massage 2 regular.
Oh.
And the Handy Massage 2 Pro.
Oh, the Pro.
Anyway, $250,000 worth of sex toys may be on the black market any minute. So I know those of you out there who are like, I cannot walk in there and just say, this will make me happy.
Yeah.
And I have the money for it. I will buy it.
I just don't know about buying toys that aren't hermetically sealed.
Well,
just,
hopefully
it feels
they are.
Like you should not buy those off the back of a truck.
Are you a mail order guy or did you? Oh, we used to get that stuff brought to the station.
Oh, my God. I work in radio. They would send it to us all the time.
Not,
but when I want something, I go get it. I mean,
in person.
If there was a place near me, if there was a Good Vibrations near me, I would 100% go in there.
You would?
Yeah. Because I feel like you'd see more.
Yeah, no,
you know, like, that, oh, what is that?
Do you have a strong customer response for this one? Is this one a big one?
What's the one that people come back and buy after they've worn out the first one?
Well, anyway, the black market. Look for it out there, everyone. There's going to be a
hilarious.
Lot of $250,000 in sex toys stolen and for sale on the black market any minute now.
Well, and they're for men, too, so I'm sure they'll find buyers.
Yeah, you'd think.
Men are just so concerned with that.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. It's healthy.
I'm not saying there is.
We're healthy, happy people.
Mm.
Don't you think?
Sure. Hey, didn't you have a weekend alone this past weekend? How did that go? Speaking of, it's 1 o'clock.
I didn't have as much time as I thought. My wife had her two best friends and our kids. They had a party at our beach apartment for Friday night, and then it was over.
Oh. Mm.
So it wasn't quite the free
weekend that I'd hoped for.
But I also got skunked on surf. So in the end, we all hung out on Saturday night together and I swam with them and we had
fun. That did sound like a fun night.
It was good.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I'll, you know, get into these conversations with everyone about kids and all this stuff. I love those kids.
Of course.
It's great.
That's the thing about kids. You're just like in love with them.
There I am.
No matter
swimming
what.
Swimming in the ocean with my two daughters. The missus is on the beach going, no way, it's freezing out there. But we had a blast. We were having so much fun. So it's good stuff.
I don't want to get tumbled.
She doesn't want to get tumbled. Mm-hmm. And she got mad when I let her get a little tumbled. You got to. It's part of it.
Yeah. It's how you learn to deal with it.
It is.
But I'm little, though. I'll learn to deal with it when I'm bigger.
No. I have told her there is no way on this planet that if I'm anywhere within reach of you that I would let anything happen to you. It's just not happening.
Dad.
Many workers have more in their driveway than their retirement accounts. Have I told you this story before?
No. You're saying their car is worth more than their 401k. Oh, my God.
I swear to you, the number of expense, like six-figure cars on the road is staggering.
They're so expensive now.
There's a level up to 50K, which is where I will not pass. I'm there. That's my thing. I'm going to drive it and park it and use it and hit things. Not
on purpose.
But, you know, the stuff.
You know, they're status symbols, though. A lot of people wanted to have a good ride. And a lot of people will lease something that they couldn't otherwise afford.
Many workers' retirement balances trail the value of their vehicles. And anyone who... Look, I buy what you can. And if you can afford a great car, great. You should do that. But if you can't afford it, if your retirement account is empty, but you've got 125K in the driveway, anyone will tell you the value's, is it halved?
Yes. They say that when you drive off the lot, it's cut in half.
People 21 to 64.
Wow.
So this is not just kids. I do see, you know, lots of people in really, really expensive cars. It's crazy. And what's even crazier is the moms that want to drive expensive cars with the kids just savaging the back. Stickers on the inside.
Oh, that is
sand,
I always
food.
Think, oh, that's
smoothie.
Too bad. You know, all of it.
Slime.
Barf. Leakage.
You let that happen to a car that cost $131,000? Are you nuts?
I know, you'd think you'd be way more anal about it, huh? But well, then it becomes just the A to B thing that it was always going to become.
It's just a car, everybody.
Just a car. Don't dump all your money in cars.
Or at least, you know, fill up that retirement account.
First.
Then. 800-400-3699. You know what, though? Don't take any, you know, money advice from me.
Take it from Susie Orman.
Take it from Sarah. She knows what to do.
The 9 steps to financial freedom. Follow those.
Does she say buy an expensive car?
She does not say that.
Ask me and do the opposite. You'll be great.
Says the Audi owner.
You got an Audi?
I've had Audis. That's what I've been driving.
You're an Audi guy.
Yeah.
Like you feel like I would be not be me if I didn't have a new Audi.
Well, I have an old Audi and it's paid off and I'm not, that's that. You know, I'm going to drive it.
But your next car will be another Audi.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah. Maybe.
Just buy an old beater.
I like this car a lot. So I want to drive it till the doors fall off.
No.
707. Good morning, Alice fam.
Hello.
Would you please wish my hubby Scott a happy birthday? We just absolutely adore you and hope to see you out live sometime soon.
Oh, that we
Scott.
Hope to be out live sometime.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday.
Yesterday.
You know, we're doing Drag Me to Brunch, right?
Yep.
So that's I know that's on the books.
And yesterday I'm walking out of the New Leaf.
Yeah.
And Lou goes, it's always after you pass him. I think it takes
they
a
realize,
second for someone to go, do I want to? Yeah, I do. But Lou said, hey, and loves the show. And I put a selfie of me and him up on my Instagram.
Oh, nice.
At Vin Hassan. If you want to, and if you ever say hi, I'd love to put you up. Yeah. I've certainly had people say, no. All right.
Yeah, say hi. Don't text and say, hey, I was somewhere and I was watching you. That's creepy.
Right.
925, tell Vinny, the new AirPods Pro 3 have better tips. Silicone plus mem foam? I don't know.
Whatever
and
it is,
different
I'll
sizes.
Get those. Okay. I'll
first
get
time
those.
They don't fall out of my ear.
Mm. It turns out I got a big hole.
Mm. Couple
yep. holes. Sorry, I have big holes.
Openings.
Yeah. Oh, big openings.
Yeah. For your ears.
Yes.
Let's be really specific.
Well, right. So we're talking about.
We don't know about the other parts. 707.
Who's talking about those?
The 707. Oh, yeah. My brain. The big ears are attractive because we think the guy might actually be listening to us. LOL.
Oh, cute. Is that it,
Sarah? I
wonder
if that's it.
Is that a fan who will finally sit back, shut up, and let you say
things? Blah, 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 blah. Did you catch that?
Yeah. I can't believe you knew who it was.
Oh, well, you showed me his face. I'm like, that's my guy.
I
love that guy.
Him and his coverage of the Olympics, and I just went, oh, bro.
Those ears.
Not straight on.
I love his whole face. I love his big nose and his big ears.
He looks like
a tiny little thing, too.
Remember the thing you used to, the woolly guy used to use a magnet to put hair on his head? Like, he kind of has that look about him.
Oh, no.
It's the same guy as Operation, same face.
Mm.
Anyway, 510, Andrew can hear body language with those ears.
Yes.
Jorge and Newark.
How you doing, Andrew?
Very big.
408, isn't it a little bit ironic that USA and Venezuela are in the finals for the World Baseball Series thing?
Yeah. It is.
Oh, yeah.
It is, actually. You know, but
there
actually, you know, we lost sight of that.
Oh, yeah, that got buried in all the other stuff.
Because we're in another one now.
And we'll be moving on to Cuba soon.
Okay, great.
707, grew up in a ranch, dogs, cats, livestock. Currently have dog and cat, and I've been a child care provider for over 40 years. Rarely get sick. My immune system is rock hard.
Yeah, baby.
And 415, I work for a collectible car company. These dudes have millions of dollars worth of cars, some rarely used. It's wild.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you've got the money,
but shore up those retirement accounts first.
I mean,
sometimes the classic cars, too, those will actually do hold their value because they become more valuable the older that they are.
There's a whole market for those cars, and people rebuild them and sell them.
You're just buying $150,000 SUV somewhere. Like, that is not... Sure, you look great in it. Yes. Can't park anywhere.
And the kids have savaged the back seats. You can't go back.
Yeah, don't look in there. Don't go in the car.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
3-day passes for Outside Lands and more.
Hey,
Hey, Bay Area, good morning.
Coffee, please.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
This is amazing!
Every morning on Alice.
97.3.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.